This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is In The Conversation, this is Damian Lemon, and as always, on my right-hand side, I got...
El Capitán Vladimir Camaño.
Coming live from Broom Closet Studios on the West Coast. On my left-hand side, I got...
You got the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad, coming live from New York.
Ah, Stand Up Labs in the building. What's going on? How y'all doing, fellas?
Oh, man.
Good, brother.
Great. Life is good. Weather is great. You know what I'm saying?
This weather's still a little unpredictable.
Hey, but it's warm. It ain't cold.
It ain't consistent.
You know, I mean, yesterday was a little tinge of chill.
It was a little chill. The day before that shit was sweltering.
Yeah.
Today is still just as confused.
Yeah, it's confused today, but you know, I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
All right, I ain't gonna complain. Well,
rolling with the punches.
You know what I mean?
Apparently there's an ice sheet in Antarctica that's breaking off from the main part of Antarctica.
Uh-huh.
And all the coastal cities need to be concerned.
Coastal cities where? In America?
New York, Florida.
California.
they didn't mention California, actually, they didn't. Mm.
That's a coastal city, though.
If the water rises,
it's going to rise.
But yeah. I think it's going to rise first on the East Coast.
It's going to pick one side
listen,
first.
I got a bias for New York. I got family. I'm just saying that's, you know, there's a huge, massive ice sheet that's, like, splitting from Antarctica. And speaking of weather changes, yeah.
Yeah, this whole shit might be fucked in a few, but today... I'm jealous.
Yeah, I know.
they say nothing we could do to turn it back, so shit.
Yeah, at this point.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, the thermostat is broken. So wear all types of outfits. Keep everything on deck. Everything. Nothing gets changed out. Remember back you guys had dedicated summer clothes?
Mm-hmm.
You put your winter clothes away? Nah, keep shit on standby.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Well, that's the sign... Is that the sign of adulthood, man? Because I've been doing that lately. Like, I'll plan for the evening. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's
like,
just...
I'll bring a... Like, when I was young, when I was a teenager, I used to hate my mom. My mom would say, hey, bring... My mom would say, bring something...
Bring a jacket.
Bring something warm. And I would never bring it. Now that I'm older, I'm like, I got to make sure I got my... I got to get some sleeves.
Right.
Shit.
I don't think that cold and that heat really gets your body like when you get a little older. When you're young, it don't really... It's all the element. It's just being outside.
Yeah. But see... When I went to Tallahassee, you know, Miami is just hot. It might rain, but it's going to be hot. Like, in Tallahassee, it's like a part of the year where it's not, winter not really over, and it's not really spring.
Yeah.
And that shit could be 40 degrees in the morning, 72 in the afternoon, 85 by 3 o'clock, and then back to 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, in one day. So, depending on what time you come out the house, you might see a cat in a coat.
Right.
You might see somebody in some shorts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They might have a coat on and some shorts. Because it was like some crazy weather in that town. So, I like, since college, you know what I'm saying, like, coming to somewhere like New York, you don't know. You just have a jacket in your bag or some shit.
I know in college, that's how I could tell where people were from. Like, the people from California, they would have the biggest bubble jackets ever. Because they didn't really ever fuck with winter. They would bug out when they see snow. So, when it got cold... Their bubble jacket was obscene. You like, get the fuck out of here. Kind of, that jacket is ridiculous on some George Costanza shit. But,
And then, you know, I went packing, I went backpacking with some, because, you know, before comedy, I was a youth counselor.
Yep.
And, you know, the tour guide was like this older white dude.
Right.
And, we went out backpacking, and he was like, hey, make sure you bring this foldable bubble jacket, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they make coats specifically for that you can unpack them and put them back in quickly and then take them out in case it rains, put them back in.
Right.
So the fact that the weather changes, we went hiking in the, where was it? It was the Appalachian Trail or something like that?
Something like that.
and the weather flips from like it could rain, go back to warm, go back to cold.
Yeah.
So this concept of consistent weather is a very, you know, very urbanite type of thing. You know what I mean? Like expecting consistent weather. Mm-hmm. Like many parts of the world, that weather be flipping on a dime.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but today is one of them days.
Enjoy this weather. Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but, you know, summer is coming, though.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah, man.
Summer on the way, man. NBA, we in the middle of this motherfucking playoffs.
Is it the playoffs?
It's fast forward for the Golden State Warriors.
Fast forward for everybody.
It was almost fast forward for Cleveland, but Boston caught one so far.
Yeah, you know, that's an anomaly.
My question is, I know you all Cleveland and all of that. I know you Cleveland out.
I'm Cleveland out, but I'm very anti Golden State.
Oh, okay, so that's even
so
more.
It's like a double, you know, situation. That's,
okay, I like Cleveland too. I like LeBron. I like the story. I like the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Golden State will sweep the Cavs?
I doubt they'll sweep them. I ain't gonna say they're gonna win.
Vlad, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, let's be clear. I mean, you know, the Cavs won last time.
They did win last time, but that was also before the addition of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but I think LeBron got brand control over KD.
He might. That's what everybody say. They say that KD is LeBron's son. He kind of got him in shape. He got his heart. We'll see. We'll see. But that's what they say. They say, you know, because wasn't that his first? Didn't they? That was the first one, right? The first ring.
First time, yeah. When KD went to the chip,
right? LeBron had to break his heart.
Yeah, LeBron broke him down.
Sorry, guy.
It's like Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, you know, I have, most of my friends are saying that this has been one of the worst playoff seasons they've seen.
Uh-huh.
And I disagree with that. You know, I think, you know, the Warriors are playing ball, man. Like, if Draymond Green keeps playing the way he's playing, if Curry keeps stepping up the way he's playing,
mm-hmm.
McGee's doing his thing right now. But again, you know, LeBron is one of the greats, dude. You know, he's up there with Kobe and you know, he's one of the legends. Like I never liked that when they put it past him. Like he's not gonna beat the Warriors. It could happen.
I mean, it just get to happen because you know they both championship teams. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the Warriors got a lot of tools to work with, but they do have a lot of character issues that fall apart sometimes during these big games. You know what I'm saying? Curry fades away every year. Last couple years. In the, you know what I'm saying, during the final, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely last season.
Last two seasons.
Did it's he? Been,
yeah, last two seasons. In them last few games, he faded a couple of games in the first series with the Cavs. Klay Thompson always was holding them down, you know what I'm saying? When he fade, Klay Thompson be right there. You know what I'm saying? Draymond go through his little anger management situations, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, his brain freezes out sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll see what the addition of KD brings to it. But it's going to be a fight, man. I don't think, you know what I'm saying, neither one of them going to lay down. You know?
No, I don't so, think nobody trying to lay down.
So, you know, in theory, Golden State should kill everybody. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, life shit don't happen like that all the time. It's a lot of things in these playoffs that knock you off your square sometimes. You know what I mean? These coaches know how to do it. You know what I mean? Just like the year when the Spurs won and they turned off the AC in that bitch. It's every little thing count.
I do remember that.
Every
shit.
Little thing count in these motherfuckers going for the gold.
That's funny.
You know?
That was funny. I forgot about that. What was the situation with that they turned off? San Antonio turned off the AC.
The year when LeBron was cramping up, he had cramping issues.
Right. So they was like, let's really fuck with him.
You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
You got to the motherfucking arena and the AC don't work.
Shit.
How the AC don't work in a multi-million dollar establishment?
That's funny. Speaking of grimy shit in sports, did y'all see, this is random, but did y'all see, it was some boxing match where one of the boxers hit the other boxer after the bell, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that boxer got disqualified, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess his trainer, one of the trainers, was over there talking to them while close and just hauled off and rocked his cat.
Rocked who? The boxer?
Caught the boxer. He tried to catch her with a two-piece. He caught her with a mean one and a half. Tore his jaw up and it kind of connected a little bit on the neck. Oh, it was a.
Here's what happened.
Talk to us.
It was it was the boxer's uncle. Mm-hmm. So he.
Well, is he any type? Is he a trainer too, or is he just an uncle that was just off to the side?
I don't know, but the boxer's name is Andre Durrell, and then his uncle was the one that. Basically, what happened was, here's what happened. Durrell was in the fight,
right?
And it was a dude named, I think his name was Uscatgue. I think he's Mexican cat.
Something.
He hit him after the bell. After the bell rung, knocked him out.
Yeah. Which? So, wait. Let's say who
got hit, the Mexican or Durrell?
Durrell.
The Mexican hit Durrell.
Durrell got hit, and Durrell got dropped. They'd kind of seen that it was looking like it was going to be a disqualification, so he kind of, I don't want to say he added a little bit of sauce to it, but it could have been. I haven't, and Vlad has probably seen it with the volume. But I've only seen it on mute. But from what I understand, though, it was a kind of believable. It didn't feel like it was grimy. It felt like he was already in a flurry, and then the bell went off. So he's already in the momentum of the flurry. Now he could have pulled the punch, but he let that bitch connect, and it tapped my man and dropped him. So with that, the guy got disqualified. Mm-hmm. So he already won. Mm-hmm. And then what happens with that?
So what happened was his uncle thought it was a dirty shot, you know? I can't remember. I think my understanding is, Damon, is that Durrell was actually pretty hurt, though, with that shot, no? Wasn't he, like, didn't get a concussion or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure, because if you look, he's up. Like, he's up and about. Like, he don't look concussed. This is only a couple minutes. It was only a couple minutes. He didn't look like, and it was doctors in the ring. There's a point after the whole shit, after the melee, after dude gets snuffed, I think Durrell kind of's like, yeah, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of with it.
Right.
He's a little activated.
Right.
So he didn't look like he was freshly knocked out.
Right.
He looked like he had a bit of his wits about him. But again, I would have to see the clip again.
Man, so there's a couple things to add to this. So his uncle is his coach, right?
Oh, it is. Okay, makes sense.
He was wanted on two counts of assault charges now, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Outside of this?
No, for this.
Oh, okay, now. Wanted? They didn't arrest him in the ring?
Well, they probably had to review the tape.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ain't that funny? You catch an assault charge at a boxing match? But go ahead. Go ahead, Vlad.
Well, no, so the crazy part was that... I remember Durrell, because I read the story about this. I remember Durrell issued a statement afterwards, and he was saying that he was ashamed that he had to win like that.
Right.
And that he forgives the boxer's camp. He forgives the camp because he was like, I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose, you know, the late hit. And he asked that people forgive his uncle because he didn't want him to go out like that. You know, he said, forgive him, you know, he's just acting out of his love for me, you know?
Yeah, but you know, first of all, when you had a boxing match, everybody already kind of is activated. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's a good fight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how some of them Tyson fights, and a lot of them Don King fights end up with a melee at the end.
Right.
I was watching some Tyson knockouts the other day.
Right.
And he knocked the dude out, but they felt like they called it too quick. You know what I'm saying? So both sides in the ring, they scuffling and fighting. It's a whole melee inside of the ring.
Right.
And that, you know, it just felt like you saw that a lot in boxing matches. Like,
right.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, even after, yeah, y'all done got me confused.
Ali just saw the punch. Yeah. We just put the punch up in the studio.
I'm in the middle of a conversation.
I mean, but yeah, did he?
Yeah.
Rocked this whole shit. Bing!
Damn.
Yeah,
he going to jail.
Yeah,
he going to jail now.
Now, see, this is my question, though. I was asking, well, go ahead, finish your point.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
Oh, shit.
No, I think what Ali was saying was, and Ali, I could be wrong, what you're saying is that when you're in the midst of a combination, it's hard to pull back, right? Like once you're
That environment.
That just a fight environment get everybody charged
even
up.
Even motherfuckers in the seventh row.
You know what I'm saying? You at home, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of times, you know, niggas get it, be activated at home. Right. You're all aggressive.
Right.
That's like, you know what I'm saying? After
slap boxing.
That's when Pac got killed. After the fight, they
right.
had a fight.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
It used to always be fights that would pop off even in the audience.
Right, because everybody activated, they feel like they could do that shit too.
I used to always see that, like before I even started doing comedy, when you go to a comedy show and you stand in the line to get in the comedy club, everybody on the line think they funny. Right. Everybody on the line want to try to tell a joke.
Right. Everybody in that ha-ha mood.
It's that energy. It is that energy. And it's also, especially if you're a boxer. If you're a boxer and you in the ring, keep your guards up at all times. I hate to say that, but you kind of got to keep your guards up.
That's what they say.
They tell you that because, you know, shit, he was coming. And he was already too close.
Right. And I was watching this joint with Mayweather. I ain't never really seen, like, I wasn't.
Oh,
I didn't watch
about.
Him early on, so I didn't see when he was knocking niggas out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was watching some Mayweather knockouts.
Mm-hmm.
And the one where the dude headbutted him or whatever.
Yep.
And then they broke it up, da-da-da-da-da.
Tapped him.
And as soon as they opened it back up, he whop-whop!
It was
and
nasty.
Then, and then the announcer was like, you got to protect yourself at all times.
Yeah, at all times.
Yeah.
Keep your guard up.
Mm-hmm. He rocked him. Whop, whop.
I forget his name. Tommy something. I forget his name, but we talk about him.
Tommy Sleep.
Yeah, it was over for him. We're going to have
Vlad. It's hard. No, it's hard, though, man, because I saw the clip of Durrell getting hit with the bell sound.
Right.
And the challenge is, man, like boxers train in combinations. You know, they don't train in one-punch scenario.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, unless they're setting up, but they're always setting up for the combination.
Right.
And you watch that clip, he's doing a three-punch combination. So, like, Bella not. His muscles are trained to, I'm throwing these three punches.
Yeah, right. Bing, bing, bing. It's all three got
to
come
out. Yeah, I'm not going to stop just because, I'm not trained to stop for a bell.
Well, let me ask you this.
They are trained to stop for
a bell. They are.
No, I know they are, but when you're, like you were saying, like, when you're in the midst of that moment and you see that knockout punch ready to come at you, like, it's so hard. I mean, it's got to be insanely difficult to stop. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. You saw it with the bell. Do you think it was deliberate or not?
I don't think it was deliberate, man. I think he was in the heat of the moment.
Uh-huh.
He saw the knockout punch coming, and his body was already coming with the two punches that are subsequent to the first hit.
Hmm.
And that's what I think. That's what, and Durrell himself said it. Durrell said, I really don't think he did it on purpose.
Yeah, is he good? No, he.
You know,
he got the match. You know what I'm saying? He go on. He is in his corner.
And this is the second time Durrell has won via disqualification too.
Oh, really? Now that's a little nervous. What was the other time? What happened then?
Yeah, he. I think he slipped on like the ring was wet somehow, and they blamed the other boxer. I don't know the details, but this is the second time he got a W.
Bad luck. All right, Durrell.
Yeah. Well, Durrell good luck. Brown. You know, he's always Brown. Winning. Yeah. He's winning, boy. But I gotta tell you, man, I mentioned Tyson knockouts.
Yeah,
there's not a year that goes by, maybe every couple 6 months, where I go back and watch a good Tyson highlight clip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think about every 6 months, I'm going back to relive that Tyson era.
He was like a pit bull.
Yeah.
Oh, he was, man.
Man, I love out of all of the Tyson shit. I love that he got a combination where he hit your ass in the liver. Like hits you on the side and your
man.
Body shot,
mm-hmm.
and then he come
Razor
right
Ruddock.
Back with the same hand and knock your whole head off.
Yeah,
either with an uppercut or you know what I'm saying. Ooh, and it's like and it, you already be halfway out with the body punch.
Yeah.
You be like, bam! You like, it's like they breath already left their body.
First of all, they be so scared. Like after Tyson got that reputation for just knocking motherfuckers out, it'd be some of the most big diesel motherfuckers scared as shit. And then they would just get handled. Like just handled. It was ugly.
Yeah, but that one fight where they fought afterwards, he wasn't getting handled. They was going toe to toe. That was like 7 rounds in. When they called the fight and everybody felt like they called it too early,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So he was getting Tyson with some good shit.
Who was this?
I don't remember my name. I'm watching the highlight.
Nah.
But he hit him with that boom, and then he hit him in the body and then rocked him across the head a few times. And then you know, they say after you get hit in the head 5 times and you ain't defend yourself, they call it.
Yeah.
But dude was still standing up when he called it. So everybody felt like he caught it too early.
Man. That's
it's
the thing.
Interesting because, you know, when you watch the Razor Ruddock fight, He hits him with a body shot. There's something funny that happens with the mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. Because Tyson hits him with a body shot, right? And you can tell his brain says, let's keep going. But his body's saying,
I'm done.
Nah, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going night-night. I'm going night-night right now.
Nah, man. No, sir. Mm.
Time
no,
to go
sir.
Night-night.
Time to go to sleep right here, brother. But his mind wants it so bad, but that punch hits his liver, and he you see his face going.
Yeah, that damn body blow, that shit, boy. Mm. That shit was crazy.
There you are.
Either one of y'all been knocked out before?
Nah.
Okay. You been knocked out, Vlad?
Not it was a basketball game that we were playing, and I accidentally, he was coming one direction, I was coming his direction.
Uh-huh.
And then we butted heads, and we both, both fell back. It was like a concussion, I think.
Was it a knockout? Like, did they have to bring you back, or was it just the lights?
I remember I blacked out.
He was out.
It was out. Oh, you was gone.
I was out, and then I woke up a couple seconds later. But, you know, I was getting up, but I don't know how long I was out for. My friend said I was out for like 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it happened so instantaneously, man. That's why I can't even imagine getting hit. Right. By Mike Tyson punch. I mean, that's got to be a train in your face.
Yeah. They say when you get knocked out, you don't realize you were knocked out. Like, you get up thinking it's still time to fight. Like, you get up. You see them getting up, throwing their heads up, and the trainer guy pulls, nah, it's a wrap.
Nah,
it's
son,
over.
Nah, son.
It's over. You'll see, down, you'll see it tomorrow.
Down,
just
down,
be
son.
Cool. Just be cool.
You're embarrassing yourself right now. You're playing yourself.
Your legs ain't ready. Ah, get back.
Well, yeah. That's why you see boxers. That's true. That's why you see boxers complaining after they stop the fight. You know, they'll say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, just watch the clip tomorrow.
Right. It's over. It's over.
You've been knocked out?
Nah, I've had the lights, but I never got, because you know when you catch a good shot, it's like
oh, man,
the lights.
Here we go.
It's like, oh, shit.
Bang, bang,
you got to get
bang,
your
bang,
bearings
bang,
together. You're like, I just got hit. And then but I've never got slapped. I've never got locked out. I never really seen nobody get knocked out really until like from the hands, maybe once or twice until WorldStar.
Yeah, until the internet.
Then
until
I see
the internet, like, everybody get knocked out.
Everybody go to sleep or WorldStar. I'm like, well, shit. What's going on with the jaws?
You know what I'm saying? Or the food? I don't know.
I don't know.
A different time of maybe just cameras around every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ali, you've been knocked out?
Nah, man. Nah, I told y'all about my love fights. That was it.
Oh, man.
The definitive reach.
Not that one. I mean, I got rocked, but I ain't got knocked out.
Nah.
I live to walk away.
Yeah. The knockout is so embarrassing. It's so, because now you need help. You need everything else. You can almost figure it out. You get your shit together. You still look. People are like, oh. But when you need help, when people are like, no, stay still. Somebody got to cradle you. And it's a stranger like, chill, y'all. Come on, y'all.
It's all enough, man. All right. Enough, man. He good.
Now, why y'all do that, man?
He good,
come
man.
On,
he good.
Y'all do that, man.
Come on. Oh, man.
All right. He good.
He right. Give him some water. Y'all got some water?
I saw one of them World Star fights where it was like this cat round the way. He had on his outfit,
right?
And he was fucking with, looked to be a drug addict, you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
And you know, he was talking shit, da 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 da. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Don't walk away from me. Da 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 da. And then it looked like it was in slow motion. I don't know if the dude was on drugs or
that heroin.
You know, nah, I'm talking about the fresh cat.
Okay.
I don't know what was wrong, how he reacted so slow to this.
Right.
But he walked up on the dude, you know what I'm saying? He swung at him, dude, blocked. He's like, no, put your hands down, put your hands down. And then the drug addict swooped around and grabbed him in the yoke,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And had him in the choke and held him. Then his legs went away. Then everybody, oh, he out.
Yeah.
And then always that cat. Hey, he good, man. He good.
Yeah.
And then he was freshly dressed and doing the drunk dance. Like it was still time to fight. Man, he rocked him with one little move. It wasn't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's terrible when you the main instigator of it. You know what I'm saying?
Always a random woman that's like, here, give him back his shoe. Give him his shoe. Put his shoe back on.
Nah, baby, terrible. You live that way.
Yeah. No, that's not your house.
That's
oh.
Terrible.
He got knocked out. Drive, oh.
You didn't drive your car here.
Damn. Oh.
Oh.
That's sad.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a terrible look. Like you said, like you know what I'm saying, like when they sum up your life.
Right.
When they run your credits.
One time.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, you forever known as, you know, little Bobby from down the street got knocked out by the bass head.
Nigga, shoe was all in the middle of the street. Remember that shit? Oh, hell yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, I know that, Bobby. I know that. I know that.
Oh, man, that's right. That's
I know
right.
He ain't talking no shit. Now Bobby got to shoot niggas.
Went to sleep. Yeah, went to sleep.
Now he got it. You know what I'm saying? Now he got to take it all away now.
Yeah. Just now to redeem pistols. It's all about gunplay now. You're
changing my credits, player.
Yeah.
The villain. The wrong terrible. Nigga to fuck with.
Anyway, Vlad, what's cracking with
well,
you,
that,
man?
You know, that's what made that Friday clip so classic, man.
Which one? Well, you got knocked the fuck out?
Yeah, that was classic because, I mean, that, you know, I think every hood in America can relate to that
right.
Just that sentiment. You know right. What I'm saying?
Because that's really what the fight be about more than anything. The fight be about just walking away with your respect.
Exactly, with your respect.
You know what I mean?
And that's it. That's the whole you fight about.
That's it. That's the whole shit. Because you forget what you're fighting about typically. It's just now, it's going too far. Now we got to fight. And there's too many people that's witnessing this shit.
But the worst.
I remember there was a line we used to use before. When someone was afraid of the fight, they would say, "We good?" You know what I mean?
Oh.
So, like, I remember a teacher would break it up, right? And then they would the scared one would be like, "Yo, we good, right?"
Yeah.
I just
need this on the record. Make sure I'm cool.
I need confirmation. We good?
Yeah. Well, you know, he might not be scared. He just is the defeated one.
Yeah, the defeated
right,
one.
Right, I don't need no
we,
more.
We good, right?
Yeah. Mm. Nah, we ain't good. Ah, shit.
Them college fights in college used to last for weeks. Niggas all ain't never good. Just always, they run into each other, they gonna fight again. Miami versus
the worst.
Jacksonville, Chicago versus Detroit.
Oh, the big brawls.
Yeah, the big brawls. You always start with one.
Yeah.
And then it become, oh yeah, them old Chicago niggas.
Yeah.
Then it become such wherever that cat was from versus the Chicago niggas.
Yeah.
Miami versus Jacksonville.
Or the Kappas versus the football team.
Yeah,
I remember that happened one
shit,
time.
Shit, that family be the band versus. The band had a violent brawl one time. That shit was crazy.
I think people sleep on the band. And I told you back in the day, my cousin was a mean percussionist. I think people sleep because they play with instruments, but don't get it fucked up. There's a lot of pent-up rage in the motherfucking kids.
The motherfuckers been training all summer in the hot sun, carrying 20-pound tubas and trumpets and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because ain't weak.
And with rhythm. Beat the shit out of your ass on the fall.
Bum, 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 bum. Niggas start playing the horn to it.
Oh, shit.
That'd be fucked up when the crowd start doing chants on your ass. That's
damn shit.
And don't forget, that's a good point because it takes a little bit of muscle to hold a trombone.
Hell, you know what I mean?
It's a lightweight instrument you carry around.
Breath control, all of that.
Yeah, you got to dance, march.
All of that,
Play.
Don't fuck around.
Choreograph.
Nah. Nah, but that fight shit.
Yeah, man. So anyway, what's going on with you, Vlad? What's popping?
Oh man, I was watching the NBA finals this week.
This week?
And what was I watching?
Yeah,
this watching.
Week.
I was watching. Yeah,
Spurs.
The playoffs. Warriors.
Oh, okay.
The playoffs.
Western finals.
My bad. Watching the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just got into this, man. There was a play where Draymond Green,
right,
barely got hit, but he made it seem like it was the biggest punch of his life.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's called the flop.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A flop.
And LeBron is known as the king. In some circles they call him the flop James.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that flop, but yeah, he famous for it too.
And I'm watching online, man. This is a thing across all sports actually. Soccer does it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just hilarious because they still get away with it even though it's on camera though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but they'll review it and find his ass later.
if you
they'll find him?
Yeah, if they review the tape and it's a it's a flop and it's an obvious flop, you get fined.
Even if it goes to the foul line or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, even if it works during the game, you'll get fined later.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
And you'd be, you know.
You got to sell it. You got to sell it. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
LeBron is like an Oscar winner.
Yeah, you got to, whatever edge you can get. Shit. I mean, it has gone to great extents now, but it's always been in the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Stockton used to be good at the flop. What's that cat's name? Battier was a flopper. There was a few that but sometimes the shit looks so ridiculous.
Yes, it looks ridiculous. And, you gotta do what you can, man. Shit,
I was trying to think of what is the parallel version of a flop in regular life. You know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Like, is it in court?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is it everywhere?
Is it when you get a bill and you can't afford it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. When your credit card don't go through at the restaurant.
Tripping. Oh. Hold on. Something must be, you have to call the bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah. hold on. Let me just give you this cash. Know what's wrong with that car? It's been acting up. I've been traveling too much.
It's the church lady flop. She act like she got the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, oh Lord! And she fall out. And everybody got to start fanning her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you fall out every time, same time every week. Yep. Yeah, get out of here with that.
So my question is, if you're in a fight that you know you can't win,
mm-hmm.
and there's people around, is it smart to flop?
Ain't no winning in
it. I'm saying, like that first hit comes, right? And it barely grazes you.
Nah, you don't want it to look worse than it is.
And you don't want to get the stomp.
Nah, because added incentive to finish you off.
I know.
Nah. You want to flop when there's
a referee.
There's authority on the scene.
Exactly.
If it's a fight going on and somebody's a supervisor there or... Right. If you're about to fall in the grocery store and you see a manager fall so everybody sees it,
right.
You the only person that takes advantage of the flop.
Right.
You don't want the flop to take advantage of you.
No.
that's a great flop. The grocery store flop.
Oh yeah, slip.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the slip is a hood flop classic. Also getting hit by a car, the fake hit by the car flop.
Of course. Yeah. I know a bunch of people who was talking about I got a case. Getting some money. I know a couple people that got some money too. Yeah. Years and years later.
Shit, you flopping in court, you flopping out. You know what I mean? It's like you gotta play your hand when it's time to play your hand.
Right. Car accident.
You know what I'm saying? You doing some shit you ain't supposed to. I forgot my ID. You gotta run whatever game you got to, man.
Get that flop going.
Yeah, but The game is the game. Everybody trying to get that edge, man.
Have y'all seen Master? Huh? Go ahead. What?
No, and it works too. That flop works, man. It works.
You've done it. Have you used the flop before?
Well, you watch these plays in the NBA, and they get so many calls.
That's the game. You can use the ref to your advantage, you have to.
When you play ball, you never see nobody do the flop against you?
Absolutely, man.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Every play is a foul when you're playing ball and ain't no real refs.
Mm-hmm. Foul. Oh, I didn't want to touch you. Nigga, you hit me on my arm.
I would say for every hour of basketball we played growing up,
mm-hmm.
at least 20 minutes was lost for some foul argument.
About some fake foul.
That's a foul. Yeah, you got to give me that shit.
Me, man.
No, there ain't one.
Yeah. And one. What?
Yeah.
The foul arguments were classic. And you knew who the main suspects were. Like, oh, here comes Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gonna argue every play.
Nigga calling the charge. I ain't even stand still. Ain't no charge in the park.
Ain't no charge. The worst was when you would steal a ball off of somebody and they would call a foul because they got stripped.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hit my hand.
Yeah, that shit get real in the park, man.
Oh, y'all see?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to talk about Master of None. I just watched season 2.
Mm-hmm.
You say you seen some of it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Vlad, you haven't seen any of it, huh?
I haven't seen any of it yet, man.
Have you seen it at all?
No, and I got to see because I got a few friends that are on the show, actually. I got some guest appearances, so.
Right. Yeah,
So you never seen it at all?
Never seen it at all.
Okay. It's a good New York show.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. I like this season.
What you think about this season?
The season was all right. It was pretty cool. I like the little homages to films and things of that nature. I like how he tried like certain. Each episode was almost like a different film. You know what I mean?
Really? That's what that was?
Some of them were.
You
some
knew that up front, or you caught it as you was watching?
Some I caught up. Like, I caught the one to the bicycle thief. Mm. I caught that. You know what I mean?
Phone
just
thief.
For the, huh?
The phone thief.
No, that was the what you call it, that he was referencing was the movie, The Bicycle Thief.
Okay.
It was the phone thief in that, but he was referencing that. But I knew, I caught that.
Right.
Because that's just like, you know, that's classic. You've seen it referenced a few times.
I didn't know what the fuck that shit. I was like, why is this shit in black and white, man?
Yeah. So it was that. What other shits would have... I just like the type of, you know, some of the choices he was doing. Just, he was having fun with it. The one where there was a lot of deaf people talking. There was no sound for a good portion of it. I thought that was kind of cool. It was just fun stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun technique. You know what I'm saying? A lot of interesting shit when you like on some vibe out, like, you know, on your film nerd shit.
Yeah.
But it was slow to me.
Hmm.
I mean, I enjoyed a little bit of that, but I'm like, come on, man. Come on with the story, man. What happened to the, you know, went off, you know, introduced these deaf people that
they just
went away. Like,
you don't like that nonlinear shit. You
know, I mean, it was cool if I know it's coming, but that show ain't never really been like that. From what I, you know what I mean?
Well, it's only the second season.
I know, but shit, this is the second season. I watched the first one. Now you throwing me for a loop. I know the characters from the first one.
Uh-huh.
Now you're bringing in new ones that don't have no beginning, no end. They just threw in there. Hmm. That's to me. That's,
I hear what you're saying.
As I'm watching it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I could probably go back and enjoy it from that perspective. Right. I didn't know it was a homage and all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, I'm about to put it on.
Right.
And then I got to... The scene where it's the Thanksgiving one.
Right.
And then it was the black episode.
Right.
And then I understood all of the references and the throw. And you know what I'm saying? So I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then I felt like I was good. I stopped.
It was like, I'm sitting up.
And I'm like, I'm good. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go finish it. But mm-hmm. in that particular binge, it was like, yeah, all right. That was good shit. Let me soak it up. Let me let that sink in. And when they told the backstory of old girl being gay.
Yeah. I mean, that one was a pretty, that, as far as story goes, that was probably one of the strongest episodes because it had a full through line throughout the whole thing. Where some of the other ones was like, the story was cool, but the story kind of took a backseat to how you told the story, the little technique, right. You know, the shots and shit like that.
Right.
It was some dope moments, to your point. See, you know, Louie did a lot of this with Louie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you kind of, I've seen cats do this type of thing where it's nonlinear. Even with Donald Glover in Atlanta,
right. In Atlanta
everything's not serial. Right. You know what I mean? It's not like from this last episode links to this last episode. It's like this one is a standalone. This one is a standalone.
But even with Atlanta, though, they gave you at least about 3-4 episodes before they switched out. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand who was there, who was what, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know what I'm saying, they went left here and then they went left there. With this one, it was, you know what I mean?
I don't think they threw nobody. I think
it threw me.
Okay.
I'm not saying who else they threw. I'm just saying it threw me.
All right, you got thrown off.
You know what I'm saying?
Was it, did you see the first episode?
Now,
let me ask, the first episode, Bastards.
Yeah, it's the black and white joint.
Now, was this, because my lady was thinking this. Now, and the only reason I knew is because I went into IMDb just to see who's playing who or whatever. Then you find out who got how many episodes. Did you feel like the black girl from London was gonna at some point
come back?
Right. And I don't wanna fuck shit up.
Yeah, but after she didn't come back in the first two, I was like, yeah,
it might just be it.
You know what I'm saying? That was a hit it, quit it, gone. I'd say hit it, but you know what I'm saying?
But
like, I don't know, like, the deaf people coming back, like, what was the purpose of bringing the deaf people?
I think it was just some shit to do. I think it was just some shit to do. Like, just how, because there's certain things that I just, you don't see. You know what I mean? Like, the one episode when they were, like, with all the Indian, like, with his family, right? And he was mm-hmm. talking about how he eats pork and all mm-hmm. of that. And they're going out, and it gets, like, it gets really kind of deep into Indian culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, some of the shit you just don't see.
Yeah, I understood.
You know
that,
what I mean?
Was,
like
that was cool.
Kind of cool. Like, oh wow, yeah. This is. I feel like a white guy watching Empire.
Right. That
you
was
know what
cool.
I mean? Like, oh, this is intense.
That was cool.
You know what I mean? So that was cool. The finale, the last two episodes, I kind of got exhausted. I'm not gonna fuck it up.
How many episodes is it?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But you're not far from the end. Like, okay. Maybe two more episodes from where you at.
Yeah,
it's worth checking out.
No, it's definitely good. I mean, I'm not hating on it as far as, you know what I'm saying, the quality of it and, you know what I mean, and I'm not thrown off to the point where I'm not going to watch it, but it is interesting enough for me to go back and study what they did, but just sitting there watching and binging, it was kind of like, oh, come, what? Come
I'm slow on, for man. You.
What? I'm trying to figure this out, man. What y'all doing? You know, that's all. You know what I mean? That's how I took it, because I didn't know all of the little things. I didn't do no research on, you know what I'm saying, what was happening and none of that. I was just sitting there watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What you watching, Vlad?
What am I watching, man? Let's see here. You got a few things on the deck, man, actually. I just started watching that Wizards of Lies on HBO.
I didn't know about that. What's that about?
That's the Bernie Madoff
right. I heard that shit is good. It's really good.
It's good, yeah. I'm halfway through, so if you saw it, don't spoil it.
I ain't see it, but I heard it's good as shit.
It's good so far. I think Michelle Pfeiffer plays the wife. She does a great job.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching that. What else I'm watching? On the low, dude, I just paid for a PBS subscription.
Okay. Why are you keeping it on the low?
Why that's on the low?
Because no one... I've been talking to people about this, and no one knows about this, so...
you got pay for
PBS,
it?
Well, no. So what happens is the PBS streaming app.
Right.
Some of the content is restricted to a paid account.
Okay.
And it's $5 a month. And dude, when I come home at night after working all day, you know, doing whatever, taking meetings, I'm good for a good either Frontline,
mm-hmm.
a good Nova,
mm-hmm.
a good Nature,
mm-hmm.
or a good PBS NewsHour.
Mm-hmm. And those you got to pay for those? You can't get that?
No, Nova has certain episodes you got to pay for. Nova
oh, so you're going in the archives. You're paying for the archives.
Yeah. They got one about origami that's like bananas. That origami episode is all that.
Speaking of which, you should see Kubo in the Two Strings. It's a movie on Netflix.
I thought it was it was good. I just didn't like the way it ended.
It ended. I didn't even get to the end, but damn, shit.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it. Ah. It is what it is. I'm in the middle of that shit. I'm towards the end right now.
But the animation was good though.
Yeah, that shit was hell.
I'm waiting on Power, Game of Thrones, Insecure. You know what I'm saying? Date night classics around my house. That's what I'm on. Yeah. About to be on. Just June, July. You know what I'm saying?
Carmichael Show come back at the end of this month.
I just discovered that shit. I didn't even know that shit existed. My son was watching it. I'm like,
what you mean you ain't know it existed? We talked about it on this show a couple times.
That don't mean I seen shit.
But you should have known it was real.
I was lost.
Have you watched it?
I let y'all talk.
Have you watched it?
I watched what he watched. I haven't went and watched it myself.
That shit is worth watching.
Okay.
Yeah, it's official.
No doubt.
What are you watching?
Right now? Nothing. I've watched Master of None. I'm waiting. My shows I'm waiting on, I told you. Yeah. I'm watching the internet, I guess.
What you watching on that?
Just whatever random shit is popping up, dances and jokes. You know what I'm saying? Watching the stream, watching the motherfucking timeline.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing interesting this week though. You know what I mean? Shit.
What did I see? Oh, you know what I started watching that I'm gonna finish is the Tracy Morgan stand-up hour.
Right. Yeah, I started watching that too. What you think about the whole coming down the block with the Walmart bag? Pulling money out the Walmart bag. What you think?
I thought it was him. Well, first of all, I love him coming down the street in that 70s outfit.
Staying alive.
Because Tracy just has a funny disposition, man. The way he carries himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he started walking down the street, and I was laughing. Then he had the Walmart bag. You know, I thought it was kind of poking fun at himself a little bit. You know,
right?
Himself.
Yeah, because everybody, you know, at least in the community, whenever they talk about the Walmart accident, everybody just says, "Well, you know, so and so got so much money," you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. People can't help themselves but to say that. So I thought it was a good way of kind of addressing that, like, you know, yeah, I got paid, you know. But then in the hour, he goes over some of the details about what happened, you know.
Mm. It's interesting, man.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Not even just with Tracy, but I've been noticing, like, I don't want to make it a black thing, but I noticed like when black motherfuckers get some money, it's always announced. If it's a big check, it's announced. Look how much Chris Rock got. Look how much Dave got. Louis cut a deal. Nobody know what Louis got. You know what I mean? Certain people cut a deal. It's a little bit of, we ain't going to keep it. We're going to keep this undisclosed. You know what I'm saying? Tracy got all of this money. Meanwhile, somebody died. He almost died. And it's almost like, I don't want to say you got to, I guess you got to acknowledge the fact that there was a payout, but it feels like the payout is the bigger story than the fact that this motherfucker almost got killed due to negligence. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting. Tracy, I don't know exactly how I feel about it yet. Go ahead.
Tracy made a funny joke. He was like, "I'm happy it was a Walmart truck and not a
right
some you know some like lower end company
like Bob's Discount or some shit like
yeah,
that."
Bob's Discount for I'm happy it was Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's always it's a crazy thing when the tragedy and the money have to play in the same motherfucking conversation.
Right. You know what I mean?
Because the money always
gonna win over the tragedy.
You know what I'm saying? Money is louder.
Right. Right. Well, it's louder. It's not even louder because the tragedy is just as loud. But it's just like people don't really. I think
that's what I'm talking about with people. People gonna talk about that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like
money's less uncomfortable.
And, you know what I'm saying, everybody looking for a way to get some money. So, you know what I'm saying, we talked about it earlier, like, you know, like, shit, like, motherfuckers want to get in it. Shit, I wish a motherfucker would hit me.
Right.
You know what I'm
Until
saying?
You get hit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, they slip and fall. That's the flop, you know what I'm saying? That's where the flop come in, the life flop.
Because the deal is, I don't know if I'd trade $90 million. To get hit by a fucking Walmart truck. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, if you think about it just off the top, motherfuckers are like, shit, I fuck that. I'll get to, you know what I mean? I'll let Mike Tyson do all of that other shit, but not really. You never know. And you don't know, like, what it is. This shit was deep. Right. That shit was deep. That's his mans was in the car. People got fucking hurt. You know, his daughter could have almost been. It's a lot of shit. There's a lot of PTSD that goes with that money.
Right.
You know what I mean? And shit. But it's like, and then what happens is maybe the empathy ain't really there as much because everybody's like, well, shit, nigga, you got paid though. Right. You good. You good, but maybe you not.
Yeah, but they try to always wash it away with the pay. You know what I'm saying? You get shot by the police. You know what I'm saying? The officer gonna go away, go home, and then you might get you a little payday. And they say, well, you know, they settled for, you know, $2 million and da 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 da. And then that's supposed to wash it away.
Yeah.
At least in the public opinion, y'all stop talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like, oh, they got paid. And then that's it.
It was good to see Tracy back. He did talk about, you know, the physical therapy he had to go through, having to learn to walk again.
Right.
And I was watching his stand up, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but he has a TV series coming out on TBS.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's being executive produced by Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm happy about. But from a development perspective, man, I was watching Tracy's Hour on Netflix, right?
Right.
And Tracy's characters are so specific.
Right.
And yet so what's the word I'm looking for? Like they're not network friendly, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I'm just shocked that no one like I want Tracy to do a half an hour sitcom or a scripted show on a network that would allow him to get those characters as vivid as he talks about them on stage, like an HBO or Showtime where he can really go there. Because when you watch Tracy's character work, man, some of that shit is just hilarious.
Right. No,
and
true.
It's a shame that he can't talk about them in that fashion on a regular like a TBS or a network show like he had on, I think it was a NBC or something, you know.
Well, I think we should wait to see how it go, though. You know what I mean? Cause
my thing is, it was supposed to be on FX first, right?
Right, right.
And then FX passed on the script. Now, I was excited for FX. FX like, oh, they got Fargo. You know, they got that dark. You know what I mean?
Right.
And CBS, they're a little lighter in terms of tone. So we'll see what they put out. But I'm thirsting for Tracy to get a show on HBO, man.
TBS, you know, or like a Showtime. Come with it.
Yeah. You know, hey, try.
I would love to see that, man. I would love to see that.
They working, they trying. I was at the upfront. I seen it. Oh, I seen, yeah, yeah. No, I How seen some it? of the I mean, I only saw the trailer for the Tracy thing, so I don't know what to expect with that. Mm-hmm. But I do know that they're really trying to, you know, they're trying to ramp up that written, that scripted television. There's another show, Claws, with Niecy Nash, that looks like that could be interesting. You know, who knows? My thing is, I want to see it before I say what people can or can't do, because you'll mm-hmm. be surprised what people have been pulling off on some of these networks.
Right, and you never know, Power will come out on Stars and be as good as it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or even to his point where it's like, this is network or basic cable, so there's some limitations on, you know what I mean, getting graphic in nature or whatever, but I think you might be surprised by what people can pull off within those parameters.
Shit, well, Shonda Now with Scandal, they pulled that shit off on ABC.
Yeah.
And they was raw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Tracy's been dialed down, like, so much, man. Like, you know, I mean, listen, he's had a great career, you know, SNL and 30 Rock and all that, but when you watch his character work, there's elements of him that just haven't made it to television, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the for example, he did a joke on his last special about, and I was laughing because I've seen this in my neighborhood growing up. He did a joke about crackheads getting head in between two cars.
Right.
And the way he did it was funny, but I was like, I've seen that in my neighborhood growing up.
Right.
And to pull that off on, you know, you just can't pull that off on regular television, you know what I'm saying? But like, that's the one thought I had in watching his hour. I was like, man, it'd be great if CBS could pull this off the right way.
You saying crackheads getting head?
No, I'm sorry. I forget the joke.
Lawyer ass, motherfucker. What's going on here?
No, you come outside. It was a crackhead giving head.
Oh.
And you know, it was the early '90s. You come outside your building, and there was, you know.
Wild times,
man. So, but you got to shoot it from a certain lens to get the humor of it.
He's right. This shit needs to be on HBO.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, the lens has to be very educated to shoot that kind of comedy.
Yeah,
it's a very nuanced lens. Otherwise, it comes off as like, you know, you're debasing the neighborhood.
They say at Cannes, at the Cannes Film Festival, Netflix got the rights to do the Lupita Rihanna movie started on Twitter.
So they really that started on Twitter.
That's
hilarious.
Actually. It was a white girl that posted that picture on Tumblr,
right.
Like 2 years ago,
right,
and said that like it looks like a heist film, da 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 da,
right.
And then somebody from Black Twitter mm-hmm. posted the picture and said the same thing, except you know looked like Rihanna's a scamming white rich man,
right.
And Lupita is her, you know, saying nerd friend who sets it all up.
Hmm.
So. Then Twitter says, yeah, we should, you know what I'm saying? Ava DuVernay should direct it.
Right.
And then somebody said, Issa Rae should write it.
Right.
And then slowly, all of them, Lupita said she was with it. Rihanna said she was with it. Ava DuVernay said she was with it. You know what I'm saying? Issa Rae said she was with it.
So they all together on this. And Netflix.
And they all together in Netflix, you know what I'm saying?
That's bananas.
Netflix done put up the dough.
Yeah, well.
And they said they're going to shout, you know what I'm saying? They're going to bring the two girls who posted the shit first uh-huh. into the fold some kind of way. But that's like, you know what I'm saying? That's some crazy shit.
That's dope.
You know what's going to happen now, though. Like, you know what's going to happen now, though, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, Twitter developers.
Right.
No, you know what's going to happen now, though. The people are going to stunt some fake photos.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, hey, maybe we should make a movie with Drake and see if we get the money up.
I don't know, man, but it worked this time.
It's going to be interesting. What happens? Now, something happened with Netflix and Cannes, too, though. It was like a little beef or something. I don't know.
Netflix out there getting the money.
Damn, I saw something else. I saw something about something.
Netflix, like, we get our money every month, player. We ain't got to wait to release shit. Yeah. We know where our money coming from.
They got a Will Smith and a Brad Pitt movie coming to Netflix.
Will Smith, for real?
Yeah, it's a Will Smith movie coming to Netflix. Yeah, man. Everybody, Netflix cutting a lot of checks.
Netflix like, yeah, we out here with this money. We got the bag.
Yeah.
What you want to do? You want to make movies or you want to go pitch?
Anyway. What else is good, y'all? What's going on? Anything else y'all want to talk?
What's going on with you? Like, you said you did some... eating this weekend, eating bullshit.
Oh, no, I ain't eating too much bullshit, but what else about the bullshit?
This week in Damien's Adventures. In
nah, Pinky we ain't gonna get into all of that shit. I tell you this though, I fucked with Apple Music finally. I finally got with that shit. What y'all wanted to hear about the bullshit? It ain't no bullshit. It ain't no bullshit. But I'm right over here with the bullshit.
Nah, go ahead with the Apple Music.
Yo, I started fucking with Apple Music. I'm late as hell to the game. I'm late as hell. Oh, yeah.
I thought you got title though.
I got title too. Okay. But, you know, I was like, I had been hearing so much about Apple Music, especially the radio shows, and it was so much content that was out in the world that always was linked to Apple Music. And I was like, ah. And I was getting more and more antiquated because I'm still of the stream, like the download era, I was talking to my man Wes Manchild, and I thought he was a dinosaur like me. He was like, dog, I ain't downloaded shit in at least a year. I said, damn, at least a year. So, you know, with Tidal, I kind of dipped my toe in just to see that you're basically getting, not only are you getting access to these radio shows, but you're also getting all of these crates.
Right.
You know, so I got the Apple Music. I'm going to try this Apple Music shit out. And then I went and got some Bose speakers. And for a hot second, it was looking as if Apple Music and Bose don't connect.
Wow.
Because Apple is, you know, Apple's particular. Apple don't fuck with a lot of. If you do it Bluetooth, you're fine.
Right.
But Wi-Fi, you can't stream whatever. And then from what I understand, I've got to ask Vlad this. I'm not sure if you would know, or maybe an audiophile would know. Is there a difference between music via Bluetooth as opposed to Wi-Fi outside of just the range limitations? Is there a difference in the sound? Because, all right. Some people, I've seen somebody, you know how people, you know, if there's any type of dispute or anything that doesn't line up, there's always the one person that's like, well, you know, I mean, you could do it this way. You could go Bluetooth if you'd like, but I mean, audio listening through Bluetooth, it far pales in comparison to the Wi-Fi experience. You know what I mean? And you just like, oh, shit, now you feeling like you getting less than. But that shit might just be some dumb shit somebody's typing on the internet. So I just wanted to.
It might be true, but not enough for you to, you know what I'm saying, to fuck up your vibe.
Right.
Because all you want that shit to do is knock.
Is just have a little knock to
it. You know what I'm saying? You was downloading MP3s and shit, and them shits, you know what I'm saying?
Compressed
like a motherfucker. Nigga was rocking cassettes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just want that shit to knock.
I've heard great things about that Sonos sound system.
Yeah, I've heard shit about that too. They a little pricey though.
Mm-hmm.
They are pricey. They're very pricey.
Yeah.
It makes sense. They make sense when you have an official, like, a lot of square footage. Like a lot of square footage.
Right.
Because this system is set up via Wi-Fi, so you can have several speakers throughout the house, like in the garage, by the pool, in the kitchen.
Does that cut into your Wi-Fi? Because my Wi-Fi could be slow anyway. Like, say, for instance, I got these speakers connected via Wi-Fi, right? And if I got my laptop open and my girl got her laptop open and there's some other shit open, is it going to kill the Wi-Fi? Is it going to be slow? Or is the sound going to be spotty?
I would say no, man. Unless you have a terrible router. Like, most routers, most consumer routers are able to handle anywhere from 20 to like 30 devices at a time.
Really?
Within reason, obviously, not like you're downloading, like, you know,
Chris giving us the you
like
bullshitting face.
No, not that he's bullshitting, but I mean, they probably are capable of having that many, capable, but it is going to slow it down.
Not that he's bullshitting, but.
No, anyway. but that's what I'm saying is like within reasonable use. Like,
right.
They're able to, like, if your girl's web browsing, and you're checking out YouTube, and then you got your grandmother on her phone, you know, downloading the news. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's reasonable bandwidth. That's not out of the ordinary. You know, a home device can do that. Now, if you're talking
I don't even fuck with the Wi-Fi on my main computer.
Why not?
Because I don't like when it slow down and all that shit. I go with the Ethernet straight to my main computer. You know what I'm saying? I don't like all that old.
Take it old school.
Drag and all that. Nah, yeah, old school like a motherfucker.
They should plugged into it.
Plugged in. You know what I'm saying? I'm plugged in. Ain't got time for that shit.
No
kids
Wi-Fi.
Be watching Netflix on 5 different devices. I only got 3 kids.
Hilarious.
Daughter be on the TV and the damn tablet.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
So I don't, I'm like, man, y'all go ahead, knock yourself out. Wear it out.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Oh, I tell you, shit, man.
What's up, man? Don't be backing out, man. Drop that shit.
What you talking about? You talking about, what you talking about?
Nah, you said, I tell you one thing.
Oh, nah, because I'm looking at some of this shit. I was looking at the shit. I'm looking at, you know, the shit we was going to talk about. Oh, I seen Drake live at this Adult Swim party.
All right, so to break it down, how was the whole upfront situation?
That shit was cool. It was all right. It was all right. It was, you know, it's a marathon. Mm-hmm. It's a marathon like a motherfucker.
So first thing you do?
First thing you do, you get up about 7 o'clock. You go down to Madison Square Garden. You got, you know, they want you in business casual. Some people was just wearing regular shit.
Mm-hmm. But you followed the rules.
I followed the rules. Shit, old rule following ass.
Like, shit, I'm only three seasons in.
Let me get this.
Shit.
Nah, so I was like, fuck it, let me do that. So I'm out there. You go there, you get early, go to the restaurant. And, like, you know, there's all of the people in these shows. So everybody's kind of mingling, waiting to go do the red carpet. So you get walk through the red carpet. Somebody takes a placard with your name and walks you through the red carpet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you go on that red carpet, you find out where you stand fame-wise. You're going to find out if motherfuckers really want to talk to you or not. You know what I mean? So they taking photos and shit.
And you see them, everybody start putting the camera down.
You see motherfuckers putting their camera, like, who is this? I heard one lady say, James! James, look this way. I said, Damien. Oh, okay.
James Evans.
Yeah, whatever.
JJ.
Look this way. So go through that. You see certain people on there. I seen AJ Calloway on there with Extra, but Extra ain't want to talk to me. Or they was in the middle of another thing, and I ain't really want to wait around.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got tight because, and I wouldn't have remembered it in that moment, but had we talked, it would have been cool because we shoot Comedy Knockout at 106 and Park. So there'd been a moment like, yo, my man, we ain't just, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. It could have been, who knows? Maybe it would have been like, oh, that's good to hear.
That's good.
Anyway, next.
That's my leftovers.
Exactly. Thank you, James. So you do that shit. You go back to the thing, go back, you know, you're eating and shit, you're mingling. You know, and these people, everybody's in the building. Conan's in the building. Seth, the Entertainer's in the building. Tracy Morgan was there, you know, to support that.
So you had a picture with Shaq.
Shaq was in there. A bunch of people, just a bunch of talent from various shows or whatever. So then it moves it to the auditorium, and that's where they hit you with like the PowerPoint meets pep rally type presentation with all of the new shows coming up, some of the people coming up speaking about the shows, blah, blah, blah. They had CNN come out like the Avengers, mm-hmm. which was very dramatic. Like, it was, like, real dark, and they would all stay. It was, like, 11 of them. They all standing off to the side and shit. Mm-hmm. And then the light comes on one of them. It's like Don Lemon is like, and then one thing we need to know about real news is, you know what I mean? And it goes to Wolf Blitzer, and another thing about real news. And you know what I mean? And it's, like, very dramatic. It's like, okay, we get it. But it's, you know, it's, and then they do, like, a little, like a film about, you know, how news right now, you know.
It's fake news.
Shit. Not even just fake news, but right now it's time to, everybody watching the news. Trump right. is spending every hour of the 24-hour news cycle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is LinkedIn. Right. So the news motherfuckers is on fire right now. Like, news is hot. You know what I mean? News is hot like Game of Thrones. So then did some other shit. Went to...
But then...
Huh?
Go ahead.
Went to a couple, like, we had drinks with the president of True, like, these rooftop cocktails. It was cool. Fun thing. Chop it up with some of the people over at True. I got a friend over at True that always puts me up on spots to eat, mm-hmm. right? She's the one that put me up on that Jamaican spot, Gladys, that we went to that time. It was me, you, Will, and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so I reported back. I was like, it was all right. You know what I mean?
Regular.
It was all right. So so she put me onto another spot, and I regained some faith in the palate because she was like, so what do you like? And I was like, you know, I fuck with this one Chinese food spot over here and here. And she knew exactly. She was like, oh, you're talking about da-da-da-da-da. I said, oh. She was like, I get the da-da-da. I was like, okay. So then she was like, well, shit, if you like that, you'll love this. And she was like, if you go there, get the grilled eggplant because that's the shit. The grilled right. eggplant is amazing. So I'm like, all right, shit, I'll go. You know what I mean? So I go, actually. And we're going to get back to the upfront shit. But I go, because we still upfronting. I go to this spot. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Let me go get this grilled eggplant. And, you know, I'm looking on the Yelp. And I see nobody talk about the grilled eggplant. But she was so sure about this eggplant mm-hmm. was popping. So I say, fuck it. I go there. I ask the guy. I say, yo, there's two eggplants on it. I said, now, which is it, the garlic or is it the Szechuan eggplant? She said, nah, the garlic. The people talk about that a lot. I said, all right, back. And then the garlic eggplant comes to my table. Hey, you know, I realized in that moment, I don't fuck with eggplant like that. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of knew that, but I didn't recognize that. You know, somebody's
just
like, you
before
know.
Before you tasted it.
Yeah, well, no, I tasted
just
it.
After you tasted it.
I tasted it, but I was like, all right, this tastes like eggplant with just some garlic sauce on it. You know what I mean? Like, but it's fucking eggplant. It's like, it's thick. It felt like yuca fries with no real bite to it. You know what I mean? It's like mad soggy. It's just a big ass bowl of pieces of soggy ass eggplant. I was like, this shit, I got caught up in the hype on this one. This was some bullshit.
Well, how was the rest of the shit?
It was decent. They ain't fucking with my spot, though.
So
but
you
it was
just
decent.
Ain't fucking with her record destiny.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of 0-2 right now.
Yeah,
but anyway, so after that, went to the... to the adult swim party, you know, that's what, remember last year I told you I had Nicki Minaj and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So this year they had Drake. And that motherfucker Drake gave a show. I've never seen Drake live before. You know what I mean? So I felt like I caught a bargain.
No
you know
doubt.
What I mean? Like I was in the building. And I thought, he came out, said, you know, they cut me the check. They thought, you know, they wanted me to do a good 15-minute set. But I feel like I'm in New York. I ain't been in New York in a while. And if New York here with me, I'm with y'all forever long we going. He motherfucker did about an hour. An hour. This motherfucker brought out Amigos. Had that shit on fire.
Raindrop.
He brought out Playboi Carti, who's popping, but I haven't researched him enough yet. You know what I mean? Like, I know what's going on.
I see his name.
I see the mixtape. I've tried to listen to it. It's certain people I'm giving up on. Like, I'm going to just catch it when the big record come. I don't need to be an early adopter on every fucking rapper now. Right. I've realized that shit. I'm at that point in my life where I could say, I play it like Master of None. I'd be like, nah, I'll tune into one or two, but I'm not all the way committed. But otherwise, the shit was banging. You forget this motherfucker Drake.
He got hits.
That motherfucker has hits. Hits. He got hit to the point where he could be like, the hit a start. He'd be like, no, we ain't going to do that one. Uh-huh. Turn it down, the crowd go, ah. He'd be like, fuck it, let's do this one. And then some other shit, ah. Like, he got that type of catalog.
Yeah, because Drake ain't, since he been out, he hasn't fallen off.
Not really.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, he hasn't dropped no real whack shit that was like, you know what I'm saying? So he ain't really got no lulls in his career. He might be, you know, plateaued right now, I guess, cooking up some shit, but. When he drop, he give you some shit. Even if you don't like that shit, you're going to hear that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit going to be in your ear. It's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's that shit. I remember that. Summer 17.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Bat. Anyway, so what y'all want to do? Y'all want to, no, I just got to.
I guess, y'all, it's about that time. We're going to transform. And roll out. Yo, Vlad, where you gonna be?
I'll be in San Diego Friday night doing a show out there with my boy Mal. We're doing a show at the Gas Lamp down there. So it's that Saturday, Friday night at 7:30. And then next week I'll be in Minnesota. Next week I'm at the House of Comedy in Minneapolis.
No doubt.
All right.
Shit, I'm going to be, you know, in Bed-Stuy this weekend, kicking off this Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? We're shooting some stuff around the city. And then, you know, I got a little whirlwind next week. I think we're hitting Detroit, then the A next week. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll check back in and let y'all know how all that go. But you can catch me at Mr. Muhammad on the ground.
All right, that's what's up. I'll be on True TV this Thursday, 11 p.m., Comedy Knockout. We back. Season 2.5 kicked off last week, and we back every Thursday, 11 p.m., so check that out, True TV. And until then, as always, tell a friend to tell a friend. To get in the conversation, we out.
of it all is to be in the conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
We out.